Hello.
Hi, is this Wayne?
It is.
Oh, hi, Wayne. Wayne, it's Paul. I'm calling you back here from Local Splash. We spoke the other day regarding branding your business directly on Google so you can get those calls straight to you. I wanted to follow up with you, see if it's something you still want for your business.
Okay, Local Splash.
Yeah, we talked about, you know, all of the different 70 directories, Yelp, Facebook, Super Pages, Manta, all of it attaching to your website, or the one that you had before 411 Local. You said at that call that you had an employee who...
Yeah, 411 Locals isn't working out for me.
Yeah, right. So this was an alternative to that, $199 a month. You had said that you wanted to do it, but I think that you rushed off to kind of put out some fires with that.
Yeah, I had a concrete pour that...
exactly. Yeah, and then you had you had inadvertently left your wallet behind.
Yeah.
So is it something that you still want on a month-to-month basis? Give us the opportunity to do it the right way.
Yeah, let's try for a couple of months and see if my name moves up in first position on Google Search.
I know that it will. I mean, compared to what 411 Local did, I think it was like 5 or 6 directories that Google looks for out of the almost 70 directories that really needs to be created. And keep in mind, you're going to see the tracking and reporting system. So not only will you be able to see exactly how much work you're getting from using the service, you'll be able to see the work that we're doing to get you on that first page. All of the almost 70 directories that we'll create will have their own clickable icon. You can open them up and see that we have, in fact, created that content, that it does talk about your services, your service area, that it's accurate information that links back to your website. That's what's going to improve your placement. So, I mean, obviously you spent way too much time with 411 Local. They didn't do much of anything at all. Did you have any additional questions for me at this point?
No, I don't.
Okay. So I think I've got most of the information that I need. I would need to schedule a follow-up call with our technician. That's kind of where we talk to you about, you know, information off of your website, information that I have, make sure we know the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. You know, what's unique about your business if you want us to brand you knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. Now, the website that we're promoting, of course, AmericanPioneerCO.com. The company you wanted as American Pioneer Company, and company spelled out or abbreviated?
Abbreviated.
Abbreviated, just the CO. And then the phone number that we're speaking on, is this the number that you want your customers to call? The one on the website is obviously different, 970-478-3583. Is that the business number that you want people to see?
No, probably my cell number.
Oh, the 2340646.
Yeah, the 970. What was that?
970-478-3583. Is that like a tracking number that 411 Local
created? I think
that's
a tracking number.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes sense.
Because my actual business number is 248-0493.
248-0493. Yeah. Okay. 248-0493.
Gotcha. Okay. And then that goes to the answering service. But
probably
my cell phone's the best.
The one that we're speaking on now, the 2340646.
Yeah.
Okay. And then correct me if I'm wrong, you're service-based 100%, right, Mr. Hackler, meaning that you always go out to the customer.
Yeah.
No one ever comes to you, so there's no physical address, no showroom or brick-and-mortar location that we would be promoting for your business online. I think I might have already asked you, but on the Angie Lead, there's the 460 West Ute Avenue.
West Ute, yeah. That's my home. office.
It is your home. I gotcha. Yeah, you know, Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home, you know, out of the truck. Even if you had like a separate office where you did paperwork, if you don't see customers come to you, Google doesn't want to list any physical address. They don't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. So, again, it's the fixed flat rate, the $199 as an exact amount. I was able to not only reduce that rating and keep it secured at $199, I was also able to waive the initial setup fee. So it would just be the $199 to get started here. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would schedule that follow-up call with our client interview technician. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that call, just kind of those basic things that I mentioned and a couple of others. I'm also required, as we are Google partners, to read what's called a voice verification when it gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that it's that fixed flat rate, no setup fee. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Right. I'm required to read it, Wayne, before I can even ask you for any form of payment. But if everything makes sense from there, we can move forward and then schedule that follow-up call. Is that fair?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Give me a second here, Wayne, to get that set up. Wayne, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Hackler, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
American Pioneer Company.
Gotcha. That's exactly how I have that. And then, Mr. Hackler, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Wayne Hackler, owner.
Okay. And then, Wayne, as the owner of American Pioneer Company, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yep.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Wayne, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Wayne, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, since our job is to make sure that the people in your area are able to see your company and contact you directly. We specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Wayne, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. Anything that you don't already have going on right now, anything new that you become aware of. The reason we ask is all of the additional content that we will be creating for your company. We would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. We're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know. Wayne, that's fair enough, right?
Yep.
Perfect. We'll do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically as well. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, that fixed flat rate of $199, the setup fee waived, with it being a month-to-month service, This next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 18th of November, in the very discounted total amount of just $199.00. Weighing that $199 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, so it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 18th of the month moving forward at that same exact rate of $199, and again, that rate will never go up. As it is a month-to-month service and offered completely at will, of course, that does mean that at any time, for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved, you can discontinue the agreement altogether or pause it as necessary, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Wayne, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. Now, Mr. Hackler, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Wayne, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. And, Mr. Hackler, that does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. And then, Wayne, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you, sir?
It'll be on a Visa.
A Visa. On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both? How does it appear?
My name.
First and last only, or any middle initial?
First and last.
Okay. And then when you said that was a Visa card, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
Okay, it's 4725 2700.
Okay.
2661.
Yes, sir.
2700.
Okay, and then the expiration month and year?
0923.
09 of 2023. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
693.
So I've got 693 on the back, and then September or 09 of 2023 for the expiration. And then the card itself was at 4725-2700-2661-2700.
Correct.
Okay. And does that fill out the home address, the 460 West Ute, 81501?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Mr. Hackler, in about a minute, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there, as well as the support email. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
No, I don't. No,
okay.
I'm not handy with that right
That's
now.
That's okay. I usually just type stuff into my phone. You will, though, receive that email in about a minute through our automated system. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's Mountain Time. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. Now, you'll receive all of that information by email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. And on the invoice email, there is a link to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And when you receive either the text message or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. They usually like a little bit of heads up, so I don't think I can get you in at 9 o'clock, but there's a 10 o'clock available, And then it looks like, with just the one exception of 1 o'clock, it looks like every hour between 10 o'clock and the last one at 4. Did you want something?
Today?
Yeah, today if you're available.
Not going to happen. I got concrete all day long.
Oh, you do. Okay. So we'll be looking out towards Monday, wide open in that case from 8 to 4, just the one lunch
hour. Probably
4 o'clock
would be better.
4 is best. Okay. It's going to be scheduled from 4 o'clock until 5 o'clock. It's a one-hour window. The call takes half an hour. So in that first half hour, we will give you a call and get you off the phone pretty quickly thereafter. If I am available when that client interview technician is ready for that call, I'll be on that call to initiate that, introduce you to your interview technician. If I'm not, they'll call you directly and be able to take care of you quite easily. You'll receive a reminder email then at 3 o'clock, an hour prior, through our automated system, and I'll send you in just a second here a calendar invite to your email address. Calendar invite is just going to say local / CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. You can respond to it if you like, but you don't have to. Like I said, it's just more for your records. And then just in case I'm not on that phone call and for the future moving forward, I do want to set up a security question and answer for you. So if anyone calls us and says they are associated with American Pioneer Company, and if they're not you, we will want them to know either the question and answer, or at least the answer if we give them the question. And then if anyone calls you from Local Splash or Google saying that they are Local Splash or Google, they would know my name, which is Paul Gordon, and they should also know unprompted both the question and the answer. Your options are either the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those two would you want for your security question?
Bowser.
Bowser. So that's not the city you were born in, I'm taking. It's a, the first pet's name, B-O-W-S-E-R?
B-O-W-Z-E-R.
You said,
Bowser.
Okay. B-O-W, not S-E-R, Z-E-R?
Z-E-R is how we spelled it.
Oh, that's how you spelled it? Okay, I got to type it in twice. Okay, so you're all set on that end. And then did you happen to receive either the text message or the email that our system should have sent out to you by now?
I'm not in front of a computer right now.
Okay, not a problem. You will get that in just a moment, also by way of text message. It'll make more sense when you see it, and if you're not able to do it, well, hopefully you can before our client interview, but if not, our client interview technician can walk you through it. It's just going to talk about all the services that we provide for you. At the very bottom, it's going to ask you to click on the box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card, and then in the box below that, to type in your first and last name as it appears and hit submit. That does a few things. It lets us know that you're aware that it's a month-to-month service. It lets us get the Google PIN card out to verify that you're an active business in the local area. It also does allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process. It would actually allow us to get a head start on things even before we do that client interview. So if you get a chance between now and Monday, just to open that up, takes just a couple of minutes to go through that. And again, at the bottom, click the one box and put in your name. But other than that, you're all set and squared away. It would after that ask you for a username and password. You can stop at that point, though. Our automated system would be thinking that you're trying to access your tracking system, also that your tracking system is active. It would not be at that point. In the next couple of days, or at least after we do that client interview, you'll get by email and text both the username and a default password that you can then use to access your account. You can change the password if you want. The username is easy for you to remember, though, and it cannot be changed. It's the number we're speaking on, area code included, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, just the numbers itself. Other than that, you're all set and squared away. Pretty excited to get this going for you. I hope I am available on Monday morning when we give you that call to do that follow-up interview. But you have a wonderful rest of the day. You enjoy the weekend.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you, Wayne. Take care. Bye-bye.